This is President Trump with a special message for listeners of Drake and Scott. It is no longer acceptable to refer to illegal immigrants as illegal. They will now be known as travelers without authority to stay. That's TWATS for short. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Celebrity voices impersonated. You know, one of these days, I'm going to get in so much trouble for using these AI voices.
Good time.
But that you say that like it's a future thing.
Yeah, one of these days. Right now, we're too small to bother with, but someday we'll be big enough and they're going to say, hey, what are you doing? Hello, Mr. and Mrs. The steroids are making you gay and all the ships at sea. It's Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, or the best podcast you're not listening to. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
What's with the delay?
Just having a little fun.
Oh, okay.
Change it up.
I see. I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
Hey.
And to my right and your left is Coach. How are you, Coach?
Good morning.
We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Home base is Radioslot.com. You can also hear us on Spotify and now Rumble. Drake and Scott on Spotify and Drake and Scott podcast on Rumble. Full show archive at BrianDrakeBooks.com. Thank you for listening wherever you are. On today's show, Diddy. Sentenced
he
to
did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Sentenced to 50 months. We'll discuss why this isn't enough. Chicago police ordered not to assist ICE agents under attack. We have audio. The government may remain shut down until next week. And steroids are making you gay.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No.
They're making you gay. We'll explain how.
Steroids don't have that kind of power.
Yes, they do. We have a report, and from and some personal testimony as well from people who are suddenly like, why do I like guys all of a sudden? And then gay guys who are like, why do I like girls all of a sudden? And the common denominator is steroids.
Oh, so it doesn't just turn you gay;
it turns you gay or straight. Actually,
it's 180. It's a 180 thing.
That's right.
I just want to be clear.
All right, we always start with the crazy on the way, silly things that happened to us on the day of the show or the days prior. I've got a good one. Who wants to start? Anybody? Hello?
Mine's pretty lame.
Okay.
I got a lame one. I got you guys will enjoy.
I got an appointment to get this stupid splint thing off my arm.
Okay.
Tomorrow. I can't wait. It's going to be the longest 24 hours ever.
All right. Does it itch?
It itches, it's awkward, it's smelly. This is my, like my
it's
kids.
Kind of, no, okay. It's kind of like him in general. Yeah,
this isn't new.
It has adopted the characteristics of its host.
Okay. And Coach, what do you have for us?
Oh, just, you know, more Cybertruck updates. So I had to go to Tahoe this weekend for soccer. And my truck made it all the way up. And then all the way back to Folsom before I had to charge. So just awesome.
Okay.
Just continues to be the best driving experience of my life.
Hmm. All right. Well, for me, we kind of have a war going on in the neighborhood. It's kind of a code now. If anybody has an American flag flying outside their house, that means they're a Trump supporter. And we have several of those in the
Doesn't
neighborhood.
Does it just mean you're an American?
No, well, that and a Trump supporter. We actually have one neighbor who's got a whole flagpole in his yard and a flag that flies very high. It's the U.S. flag and the police flag.
Oh, the blue line?
Yes, that one. And then
thin blue line.
Yeah. Yes. And then we have a neighbor. We just call her the cranky loud lady because... during COVID and the lockdowns, she would stand outside of her house and yell at anybody walking by that wasn't wearing a mask and pointing out that, you know, I'm a retired nurse and you need to, you know.
Really?
Oh, it was awful.
I would have had to go on a walk every day by her house.
Yeah.
Friends.
Our poor UPS driver, because we have one driver that kind of goes through the neighborhood every day, he would drop off a package at her house and she'd come out and yell at him. And they have a history of... this woman and her husband, they have a history of putting up signs for their various left-wing causes. When Roe v. Wade got struck down, they put up a big thing in the window. It's like, if you don't like abortion, don't have one. And I was tempted to go over and say, okay, now do guns. But lately, they put out a flag, and they put it upside down. So an upside-down flag is the signal for distress.
It is.
And the whole country apparently is in distress now because of the bad orange man. So they had a small flag out. The other day, they took that down, and they replaced it with a much larger flag. So now we have this big, huge, it's right across the street from the house. I go outside to smoke, and I got to see it. And I just want to go over and burn the house down. You know, this is for Charlie, and they just torch the place, you know.
Well, you got to be careful, because if in burning the house down, you burn the flag.
Oh.
You get yourself in trouble.
Well, right? Do I get myself in trouble twice or once?
Twice. You got like a nylon rope that that puts it up there?
Do they what?
Is there like a nylon rope?
No, it's on a pole that's attached to the house.
And normally you have a rope where you...
Right, no, they don't have that.
How do they get it up there?
It's just on the pole and it's attached to the pole.
Is the base?
How do
of the
they
pole
get it up and down?
Attached.
They have to get there on a ladder and take it down.
Oh, I thought you said it was really tall.
Okay. No, so that's the other neighbor has the tall pole. Okay. Yeah. No, the neighbor just has it bolted to the house, and it's just I got to see it every day.
So. Do you have a bow and arrow?
No, I can get one.
I was going to say a flaming arrow. Nobody would know that you actually burned the flag. So,
well, she has one of those doorbell cameras, so they might, you know, and she's right across the street, so she might see me do it if I fire from the porch. I'd have to fire from an angle, maybe go across the street to their neighbor's house.
Get up on the roof and just so you're peeking over the over the ridge of your roof. She'd never know it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, Ziggy, what do you have? Anything at all?
Just packing.
Packing for... Oh, you're going... Because you're going overseas.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thursday.
Samoa.
Yeah, so that means you're not going to...
So kiss me and smile for me.
Oh. You're leaving on a jet plane. I get it. So, okay. So you're not going to be here for a couple weeks then.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're going to be Ziggy free.
All right. Well, maybe I can finally get the deacon in here to...
There you go.
Join us, but he's
a little skittish.
No, he has jobs and stuff.
I'll leave the joke book for him.
Okay. All right. So we have Diddy.
Yes, he did.
And kind of an anticlimactic ending to his trial. Acquitted on the major charges that might have put him away for life, but he was sentenced to 50 months in prison and fined $500,000, and will have 5 years supervised released. Supervised release. Prosecutors pushed for more than 11 years. The defense sought 14 months, which would have equaled time served. Since he's been in custody since 2024, he will receive credit for over a year already served. So basically, he's out in 4 years. Jury acquitted Combs.
Less than that. He'll get some good time knocked off.
Okay. Well, the jury acquitted him
It'll probably be more like two.
Okay. Well, the major charges were racketeering and sex trafficking. He was acquitted of those. And convicted on two lesser counts of transporting former girlfriends for prostitution.
Those are the lesser counts?
Yeah.
Shouldn't those be greater than racketeering?
I don't know. Apparently the court and the prosecutors and the judge didn't think so.
Transportating for those kind of reasons should be much worse than racketeering. Mm-hmm.
Diddy's attorneys are going to appeal, yes, of course. Did. And... anyway, so yeah, kind of a
50 months though. Why? That's a little bit. I mean, 4 years would be 48 months. What's with the 50 months? Is that symbolic or something? Or
no, it's
how they come up with that number.
It's like the fines for running a red light are $231. What's the $1 for? So yeah. So 2 months. What the hell?
I think it should be 51 months. But is it a certain amount of months for each charge or something?
I don't know.
It's just rando.
Yeah. But this...
Did you listen to his plea for mercy?
And he had his kids up there, and I saw some of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's certainly what you'd want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And
does a guy like that get to have kids around anymore? I mean, if you're into trafficking and did all this kind of stuff, don't we need to protect those kids?
Well, they're older. I mean, I think they're adult. I think his kids are adults.
Oh, I didn't see it.
But he was pretty contrite. And he's seen the light.
Yeah. And then, now that he got caught.
At the end of it, he turned around to his parents or his mom and said, you didn't raise me like that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm telling you.
Isn't that an admission of guilt?
Oh, absolutely. No, this was full, you know, he was doing his acting thing and he did it really well.
Hmm.
Everybody believes in God when the plane's going down.
Yep.
Well, we had a Diddy bet. Does anybody remember what the bet was?
I don't.
I don't either.
He did.
So I guess from now on, when we make a bet, we're going to have to make notes as to
right. Yeah, we got
to
write it down.
Yeah,
but I mean, this was.
I think we were all wondering if he was going to be convicted or not. And the problem with the bet is, we all thought he was going to get convicted.
Well, they were talking about life at one point.
Yeah, yeah. If he had not been acquitted of those other charges, he would have been looking at.
You know, they were talking about, and I mean, you know, all the stuff that came out. Again, I think it's. It's pretty light. Mm-hmm. The whole sentence thing is pretty light.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the evidence, which was pretty indisputable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's video evidence. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's just more proof that you can get away with anything in America if you're rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or left.
Or left. Yeah.
I wonder, you think this, the assassin, is he going to get a lighter sentence?
Probably not.
I'm just curious. But,
I mean, it just depends on how strong the case is.
I'm curious on that one.
Yeah. Seriously?
Well, yeah, if the defense can raise reasonable doubt that it wasn't him, or bring up any of these conspiracy theories that people keep talking about that say it was somebody else, that, you know,
there are a lot of conspiracy theories right now.
Mm-hmm.
About there's a bunch that are even talking about that it wasn't actually him, that it was his furry boyfriend.
Okay.
I mean, there's a...
And he's taking the fall for the...
Yeah.
Huh.
For his furry boyfriend.
Interesting.
And then there's another one that's talking about... Because, and especially this, it's the Discord.
Right.
The string of all that there was discussion about this weeks and weeks in advance by a bunch of other people, mm-hmm. as well. So that's where they're trying to prove there was this whole left conspiracy and a bunch of people were involved and blah, 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 blah.
Hmm.
We monitor everything. How is it that this didn't come out? I mean, our phones listen to us.
Well, but then that brings up the question: is stuff really monitored the way we think they are? And because that is a good point. And
the evidence seems overwhelming. I mean, they have video footage, they have photos, they found the weapon, he admitted it. I mean,
yeah,
seems like it's a close and shut case. And if there's other people involved, well, let's convict them too. But
Is there any
way for him to miss out on...
Do you guys remember the old guy that they arrested?
Yeah, the first one who said I was a distraction for him to get away.
Well, but that was... Back then, we didn't know that.
Right.
They just arrested this guy, and they said, oh, we have him in custody.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, oh, no, we don't have him in custody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it was like 36 hours before they got the guy.
Right.
The guy. But this guy then admitted... that he did that on purpose to distract law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
And that fellow has since been arrested on the child porn charges.
Okay, that's another thing.
They investigated him,
that's
too.
Another thing.
Yeah, so it's
however, shouldn't he be an absolute accessory to murder? Yeah.
Even after the fact, sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the minimum, he's impeding the police process, right? He should get in trouble for that, at least.
Mm-hmm. No, he should be an accessory to the murder.
He knew about it, or he's just saying
no. He just said it happened, and then
Charlie Kirk get murdered, and then did something to distract them. Like, yeah, he was the guy.
Yeah, yeah, but
to
was that in the moment decision, or was it premeditated? That's what I'm
just curious about. For me, if that
it was a decision in the moment, from what I understand,
but it doesn't matter to me,
right?
he is an accessory to murder.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. So. All right, we're up on a break. After this, let's talk about Chicago and police there being ordered to not assist federal agents that were under attack. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Over the weekend, we had a situation in Chicago. Dispatch audio confirming Chicago police were ordered not to assist federal agents who were cornered. Agents were actively en route when the order was given. Dispatchers seemed slightly taken aback by the order, but then they relayed the message to responding units. And I have to do this the hard way because for some reason I can't pause the audio. So let's okay. So unmute it and restart it. Here we go.
Okay. Any kind of particular hairstyle? Just younger, male, Hispanic, on foot, wearing all black?
No hairstyle.
Okay. 10-4. And one is for the hit and run. This guy fled from the scene at 37th Place in Kedzie. It all occurred, started at I-55 in Kedzie. Then they fled southbound at Kedzie, where that offending vehicle crashed. They ran the federal agent off the road. They fled on foot westbound 37th Place from Kedzie. It was a male Hispanic younger wearing all black clothing. 99?
Yeah, send the cars in the direction. Have them stay put 2 or 3 blocks away, all right? Have them hold tight until I give you further direction, please.
Okay, 10-4, and for the units responding to 39th Place in Kedzie per 999, if you guys can just... For the units responding to 39th Place in Kedzie, if you guys can start heading there as quick as you can, and then just hold tight for instructions with 999.
You're... 999. 999. So the chief of patrol, clear everybody up. We're not responding over there.
Radio tip. And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that, per 999, chief of patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location.
62, we're going to clear out as soon as we can, Spot. We're like locked in over here, so we're going to do the best we can to get out of here as soon as we can.
Interesting.
Wow, they were told to clear out.
Yeah. Don't help ICE.
Well, more importantly, to protect U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see, because this is, Chicago's got some heartburn about ICE being there and the National Guard being there, because Trump is sending the National Guard to Chicago now, too. At least 400 troops, it looks like. I'm calling the article up right now. But you know, the whole anti-ICE, resist ICE, don't help ICE kind of thing that's going around, isn't this a little extreme?
People should go to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it was talking about the watch commander or somebody.
Well, yeah. Well, the dispatcher, and I got to give her credit for throwing the chief of patrol right under the bus. She said, this is not me. This is the chief of patrol. He's telling you guys to hang back.
Yeah. Again, these people should go to jail.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know why that order came to him. And you have to assume that the mayor was involved, but they should go to jail.
Well, since it's Chicago, there will probably just be a very strongly worded letter.
They ran a federal agent off the road.
Yeah.
Come on. It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Well, chief of patrol sounds like he does not want that job. I mean, he made it really clear he doesn't want to do that job. No, that's fine. Go do something else that you actually want to do. But you're not following the job description.
He's resisting the bad orange man.
No, but that's not in his job description. Protect and serve.
What is more important to these people? Their actual job description or fighting tyranny?
We got our clear answer on that.
Yeah, I know.
It has nothing to do with their job description. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Get a new patrol chief.
Yeah, Trump deploying 400 National Guard troops to Illinois, Oregon, and other states as swarms of anti-ICE protesters continue to clash with federal agents. The governor of Illinois blasted Trump's invasion, and from the governor...
Trump's invasion.
Yeah. So from the governor to the mayor to this chief of patrol, there's this whole... Yeah,
no, we're not even going to say that on here.
That's what he called it.
I don't care what he called it.
Yeah. The governor said the plan defies his wishes, adding that federal officers haven't reached out to coordinate or discuss the deployment. And, yeah, we must now start calling it what this is, Trump's invasion. Every American needs to speak up and stop this madness. So yeah, there'll be some, maybe hopefully some house cleaning in Chicago or some sort of repercussions other than a
he should go to jail.
Strongly worded letter, but it is Chicago after all.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, that's just straight, totally clear. Mm-hmm. Replace him, put somebody in who actually does the job. If you defied orders, I mean, at your job, I mean, you get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you ignore orders in this job and police work, then some people get hurt or get killed.
Well, it would be interesting because if there becomes a physical confrontation with the people on the scene and the ICE agents, are the police going to then show up to protect the people on the scene? I mean, they're not going to protect ICE, but are they going to have to then go back because now there's a conflict? Mm-hmm. You can find police and ICE agents on opposite sides of a conflict.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, that's what you're setting it up for.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a ton of physical stuff already.
Mm-hmm.
Tons. I mean, the woman that got put down.
Well, yeah, but this, yeah,
that was
but
pretty, that, I thought that was pretty humorous.
Yeah. It was, yeah, but here we're, but, you know, we're, when but here
they,
we're talking
when they
about,
showed it, they didn't show the 10 minutes of her beating on that cop.
Right. Well, maybe 10 seconds of it, yeah. But she was, yeah, she was in that guy's face, and then he showed some incredible restraint. I should.
It went on for an extended period of time until he finally, I think she grabbed the butt of it, or the barrel of his gun or something.
Something like that,
and
yeah.
She was, and then, he was like, no, you don't get to do that. And he pushed her, and she went down hard.
She went down very hard, yeah. I hear there was an earthquake in that neighborhood that day. All right. Somebody's phone's talking.
She went down like a,
it's not mine.
Like a hurricane?
Like a Raider game. You see, they got blown out yesterday.
Okay.
Like 40-7 or 6 or something like that. They kicked two field goals. It was
okay. Eek.
And they
couldn't
were playing
to a nicer guy.
They were playing soccer.
Okay. We're in the middle of a government shutdown. Senate Democrats and Republicans failed to pass competing bills to fund the government, which might extend the shutdown into next week. This is a good thing, right? When the government's not working.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
It's because they talk about it every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Excuse me. It never happens.
Right.
Well, it finally happened.
Yes, yeah, something did happen.
It never happens. But
what has changed?
That's really was the point I was about to make.
I mean, this is a crying wolf thing, right? They're just crying wolf.
No, this is not. This is chicken. This is chicken. And we haven't had a president that had the fortitude to say no.
Good choice of words.
Thank you. You're going to say something else. Have you guys studied it at all?
No, I haven't. I'm just, my wife works or has a government job, so she's just kind of waiting to see if she's going to be told to stay home or not. So far, the answer's not been no.
But so you don't know what it's about?
No. It's about the usual stuff, and it's just
no,
like,
it's not. It's okay. Very specific. It's very
okay, specific. We got
it's,
one
they
minute.
Wanted, it's the Obamacare thing, but there's a specific stipulation that equates to illegal aliens getting health care.
Okay.
That's the bottom line on this, and Trump has said, no,
yeah,
we're not doing it.
Yeah, and it's set to lapse. They put it in place during COVID, right?
Yeah.
And we're about to hit the deadline of when it was supposed to be repealed.
Like, we're not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm. We're doing what was agreed. Nothing's changed, but now they're freaking out. I did some reading on this, and I was.
You're taking health care away from poor Americans. No, they're not Americans.
Yeah,
that's fine, but I'm not paying for it. No, uh-uh.
Yeah,
I'm happy to take that money and pay for Americans. But yeah, no. If you're not an American, you don't get to dip your fingers into that coffer.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should add something in there about protecting ICE agents. That would really have a conflict.
That would be fun. All right, we're up on a break. After this, steroids can turn you gay. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Scott, you had another thought about the shutdown you wanted to share.
Well, I was reading that all these congressmen, congresspersons, have been setting they'll forgo their checks. They're going to not take their pay while during the shutdown. Well, you read a little bit farther, you find out, well, it's just until the shutdown's over. And then when it's reinstated, they get all their money sent to them retroactively. So they're not actually making a sacrifice.
Okay, so they're going to get paid anyway.
Yeah, I feel really bad for these people who are.
Well, of course, they're all. Yeah, I mean, their salary doesn't mean much. They make all their money in their insider trading and backroom deals and all that stuff.
So yeah, on top of the $176,000 a year they make.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Well, that money that'll barely get you a ham sandwich in D.C.
Yeah, but the posturing of
I know.
Oh, we're going to make sacrifices and we're going to relate to the ordinary person.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not buying it.
Let's talk about steroids. And this is a fun one. Some men who use steroids. This is from the.
Hold on a second.
Where is this from?
Hold on a second.
The Daily Mail in the UK.
Is this gender specific?
We'll get to that. Some men who use steroids say the drugs come with an unexpected side effect, a sudden change in who they're attracted to. Anabolic steroids are performance-enhancing drugs used most often for gaining muscle or improving physical ability. Their use is illegal without a proper prescription. The drugs are controversial, with mountains of evidence linking them to low sperm counts and shrinking testicles. But a small subset of male users are now reporting a change in sexuality. In a social media post titled, "Why the F is Trenbolone Turning Me Gay?", one user contemplated whether he should fulfill his newfound gay fantasies and describe his new urges after beginning the Trenbolone. This is an anabolic muscle-building steroid, commonly called Tren. Another post on X explained how steroids were affecting a friend. Quote, "A gay friend of mine started a steroid cycle, and he suddenly found himself interested in women. When he weaned himself off of it, he was still gay." So,
does this work for women as well?
I don't know. Oh, here we go. In a different thread, a woman who identified as lesbian said she began finding men more attractive after starting that, after starting testosterone. And, so steroids are capable of making you play for the other team.
Interesting.
That's
silly.
A nurse who consulted on this to the Daily Mail said that steroids disrupt brain chemistry, which may account for, quote, perceived changes in sexuality. But really, she says this is about a shift in libido, not sexual preference. She said, quote, "When patients are being administered testosterone under medical supervision, there can be improvements in desire and libido, which can change sexual behavior, but this does not change orientation."
Wow. That's funny. This sounds like a skewed study.
it was not a study per se. It was people commenting on social media, so... It was coming from first
reporting is so first, scientific
first hand reports.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I know. I'm not buying any of it.
You don't buy it at all?
No, no. Okay. Self reporting is the worst form of experimentation and data collection.
Now, why do you think that is?
Because people say anything to project their agenda.
So what would someone's agenda be then if they were saying, "Hey, these steroids are making me like dudes"? Why would anybody want to report that, by the way?
It's one of the most popular agendas of all time.
Yeah, okay.
Attention.
Okay.
They're getting attention.
But is that the kind of attention you would want, though?
Well, make no mistake, we have yet to talk about me. This is not the type of attention I would want, for sure.
Okay.
Okay, I like to make sense, and I like science. So
okay,
this I, yeah, this do, is do, just do, 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 do. And it came out of the UK, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, didn't we leave them like 200 something years ago? Well,
yeah, we fought a war, so we didn't have to think about them anymore.
Yeah. They're arresting people for stuff they say on social media.
They are indeed.
They can say this and get away with it.
That, well, yeah, that's true. Very true.
I mean, if it turned you from gay to straight, I would think that that would be a violation in the UK.
Yeah, because the British did invent being gay, so it's...
Oh. Oh, look at Brian trying to get attention now.
Who's going to watch the Super Bowl this year?
Hmm.
Anybody?
I'm going to reserve judgment to see who's playing.
Oh, first. Okay. Well,
I'm going to be busy during the halftime show, though.
Yes, because that's what we can talk about next. Bad Bunny has been selected to play during the halftime show.
I don't think that's going to work because he said he refuses to play in America anymore.
Yes, he says he doesn't include the U.S. in tour dates because of fear of ICE raids. He's afraid his audience is going to get arrested. Bad Bunny has elaborated on why he didn't include the United States in his 25-26 tour dates, explaining that part of the reason was out of concern over ICE raids. The musician opened up to ID. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's another news site. ID about his decision to leave the U.S. off the itinerary for his upcoming world tour, explaining that he doesn't want ICE waiting outside of his concerts. Quote, there were many reasons why I didn't show up in the U.S., and none of them were out of hate. I've performed there many times. All of the shows have been successful. All of them have been magnificent, blah, blah, blah. But he's just afraid ICE is going to come and arrest his... There was this issue like effing ICE could be outside my concert. And it's something that we were talking about and very concerned about. So I guess a lot of his fans are Mexican.
Did you just say that, really?
I did, yeah.
First of all, he's Puerto Rican.
Right.
And second of all, I don't think he's worried about the Mexican audience. I think he's worried about illegal aliens audience.
Those are very different things. I'm just being a jerk. But yes,
clearly you are.
So, but this is the fellow
that needed to be stated.
Okay. But this is the fellow that the NFL is tapped to do the halftime show, and he likes to dress up as a woman and yada, yada, yada.
Pass.
Yeah. So are we going to... So I guess we're going to watch the Puppy Bowl halftime during the NFL halftime or whatever the other alternatives are. I think that's when
I'm going to make myself a plate of food.
Okay.
Get some chips and a drink and find something. Hit the restroom. The content in the restroom will be probably more valuable than the content on the halftime show.
Okay.
I mean, both going to be crap.
They've been disappointing the last bunch of years anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be a big deal, and now it's...
Yeah. Well, and do we have the ability to say this is the NFL trying to make a political statement?
If they won't, then he will.
No, but I mean in selecting him.
Then they're selecting him because they know he's going to say something.
Well, exactly.
And he's going to dance around and affect his dress.
Which means they're saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is a controversy they want. They continue to function as a left-leaning, man, I say that lightly, with a big bite of the tongue, organization. They're anti-Trump and anti-conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll take our money.
Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, how many? There's tons.
Ain't taking any of my money.
American,
not one red cent.
There's plenty of American artists that could do the halftime show.
There are plenty. Oh, yeah,
yeah. I can think of a bunch of people I would love to see at the halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What's the last one that you really enjoyed? Do you remember?
Oof.
Halftime show.
Halftime show.
You know, I will say I thought Prince was pretty talented when he did it. That was quite a while ago, but. It was pretty impressive just to watch him do his music. Mm. And then they had that montage of all the rap artists.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Snoop was on there and Eminem was on there. And
Dre.
That was a great show.
Diddy.
It's Dr. Dre, by the way.
Yeah.
You must honor his doctorate.
No, you don't have to honor shit.
I think the last one I liked was Bruno Mars. And how long ago was that?
Oh, you know what that makes you?
Yeah. Makes me what? Old?
Why?
Is that when you were on steroids, Brian?
No, but no.
Yeah, were you sneaking out and doing that trend back then?
No, as I recall.
Perfect sense now.
As I recall, I was working at Saturn at the time selling cars, and we had a plane in the lot.
So now they're going to talk about that selling cars makes you gay too?
Okay. You know, well, how much time we got? I think, did you guys take downers this morning? Because you've all been kind of sucking this so far today.
Whoa.
All the energy that you usually bring to the show is not here. And it's like you're all falling asleep on me. And I wasn't going to say anything because everybody has an off day. But yeah, you all suck today. What's the reason?
Vacation. I'm on steroids.
Okay.
Thank you for that setup. That was awesome.
Okay.
I'm actually enjoying watching you today because you're grinning ear to ear.
Because you are having
a lot of fun.
I'm having a good time. Yeah. And you two are dozing off.
I got front row seats. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. I mean, usually it's you and Coach that do all the talking, and I got to try to wedge in there and today I've got to carry all the water. So it's I'm glad you're having a good time. I am less than pleased.
It's about time you carried your weight.
Oh, okay. I'm the one who plans the show, does all the work, does all the production.
Wait, are you on steroids?
No.
Oh, okay, good. I thought maybe you were changing your orientation.
What?
You used to have so much fun. Now you're not. You got some chemicals in your system.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Ben Affleck's kid, Violet. She got to speak in front of the UN and while wearing a mask. And she thinks that we all need to wear masks still because the pandemic is still in full effect.
I represent a generation that, in many ways...
Now, I'll note that her voice is muffled because she's got a mask over her face.
...already knows how we've been failed. We are no strangers to protesting injustice. This summer alone has seen youth uprisings in Nepal, Angola, and Indonesia, to say nothing of ongoing youth mobilization worldwide for free Palestine. And wherever we live, we've grown up in the shadow of the climate crisis with the threats, sacrifices, and scarcities that will entail looming over us. We know what that means for our lives, in no small part thanks to the people in this room. And we are told by leaders across the board that we are the future. But when it comes to the ongoing pandemic, our present is being stolen right in front of our eyes. For adults, the relentless beat of back to normal, ignoring, downplaying, and concealing both the prevalence of airborne transmission and the threat of long COVID, manifested in a series of choices. Young people lacked both real choice in the matter and information about what was being chosen for us. Here's what we know about SARS-CoV-2. It is airborne, floating and lingering in the air. One infection can result in disabling damage to almost every cell in the body, from the brain and heart to the nerves and blood vessels. Every subsequent infection increases the risk of long COVID and places people who already have it.
And blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to play. The whole thing. But she still thinks we all need to wear masks. Really, what needs to happen here is she needs to get laid and she'll calm right down.
She's been hanging out with Greta.
Probably. Yeah. Why
is this pertinent for the UN?
Who can
affect no change.
Well, actually,
in the COVID protocols whatsoever.
Right. But she's a Nepo baby and somehow wormed her way into this.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Why would they even hear that?
Because she's Ben Affleck's kid. And Ben Affleck is a major star or something. Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. It's just, but you're right. It's just more crap.
But I mean, it's the wrong venue. It's not, they can't mm-hmm. affect any change there. It's just
more look at me and
the only thing true about that whole thing we've just discussed is Ben Affleck is a star. That's true. That's the only part that's true. I love the part where she's talking about, you know, the young people didn't have a say over stuff. Like, yeah, young people don't have a say. That's why we have old people with wisdom and life experience.
Although old people didn't have a say either. So,
well,
yeah, we did. It was only 2 weeks to slow the spread.
Yeah, sure.
No, I have a buddy who's always said, you know, young people, they should get to decide one thing. Whether they have vanilla or chocolate after dinner. That's the only decision they should be able to make.
Okay.
And I'm starting to believe it more and more.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, we're coming back with Women Behaving Badly, Ziggy's Riffs, Scott's Postgame Report, and Coach's Corner. I got to wake these guys up, though, first. All right, back after this.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Anybody got an air horn or some other loud noise-producing device? I think it's the only way I can wake you guys up. All right, Women Behaving Badly this week takes us to Ohio. A woman's been arrested in an investigation into the distribution of drugs obtained illegally on the black market and sold to customers as purported weight loss drug medications. According to the Ohio State Board of Pharmacy, Haley Shackart allegedly sold the drugs for about a year. The investigation found she purchased them from China, had them shipped to her home, and then relabeled them as Terzoline, which does not exist, and then sold the drugs to customers at her business, Pure Bliss Aesthetics and Metaspa, which is in Pike County. Apparently, the drugs caused adverse reactions to the people who took them. So after the investigation, she was arrested. So congratulations, Haley Shackart of Ohio. You are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
Did it say what it was?
No, it does not say what the drugs are. It's just referred to as the substance, and it posed a significant risk to the community. Illegally diverted weight loss drugs are a national and international issue and can be dangerous for consumers. Everybody's looking.
Did it say how much she made?
No. But she does face a $90,000.
Those both seem like very pertinent details.
Well, I can only tell you what's in the article. She faces a $90,000 fine. And all kinds of other stuff. So, but everybody wants their cheap Ozempic.
Yikes!
Yeah. So,
now will she get off easy like Diddy?
No, she's not rich.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she's not rich. So no, they'll throw the book at her.
He did.
Ziggy's Riffs, what do you got today?
I'd just like to give a shout out to the guy who invented Zero. Thanks for nothing.
Okay. All right, Scott, your post game. What do you got?
Post game report brought to you today by Attention. It's a two-sided coin. Attention is not always good. We always say, people are in all these stories, people are grabbing attention, and it's not necessarily always good. The positive side of attention is paying. Pay attention. If you get some random drug from some lady, and you're not sure, you might want to pay a little more attention and find out where it came from rather than just jam it in your body. You come across some article from another country where they got to make statements about steroids. But, let's pay attention. Let's use the sniff test. Does this sound about right?
But it was funny.
Funny.
I didn't care if it was true. It was funny.
Funny. How is that funny? No, people got it violated and abused. No, attention is not always good. Paying attention usually is.
All right.
There you go.
Coach's Corner this week. What do you have?
So I'm staying with Charlie Kirk.
All right.
Quote of the day from Charlie is, "We need to avoid the erosion of our core culture and avoid subsidizing other countries when our own has unmet needs."
Ah.
I
Very
think
good.
That's pertinent for today.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
We should pay attention to that.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm very disappointed in you guys this week.
So and, you have said.
Yeah. So.
Dad is mad.
We'll see you next week. I'll probably have a whole new crew in here. Whole show archive at briandrakebooks.com. And it's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.
Meow.